This story is called Experiences. Looking back over my experiences that seem to come from the Spark of Humanity work, it's really quite, the ones that I want to tell about in this story are not all that spectacular, but they've mounted up in me, or they seem to me to be a function of the Spark of Humanity dynamic, if we want to call it a dynamic. So the first time that I think it's clear, I was with a client. This is when I was doing the criminal defense work. And we were in the interview room in the federal marshal's office in the federal building. And this interview room was glassed in so that the marshals could keep an eye on us. But there were, I can't remember whether it was two or three locked doors between the outer marshal's office where they were all milling around doing their marshal-y sort of stuff and the interview room itself. That meaning to me that I was under observation, but with a sudden movement of a client, I might not be safe. The marshals might not get to me before damage was done. So anyway, I was having a discussion with a client, and he was not happy with what I was needing to tell him about the prognosis for his case. And he picked up a pencil and held it in his hand in a way as if he were going to jab it into my eye. That was my impression. And this was only in retrospect that I was, because I was connecting with his spark of humanity, or his spark of humanity was connecting with mine, after a little hesitation with the pencil in his hand in this aggressive mode, he put the pencil down. And that was that. A few, maybe years later, I was going, accompanying a friend of mine who was defending a man accused by his niece of having sexually abused her, and she was a preschooler. His family, and he was denying it, and his family was wanting to have a family meeting about this with him there to talk it through. And this is up in the foothills. And she asked me if I'd accompany her, and I said, sure. I had no role, and I realized that this was a place for me to apply the Spark of Humanity work. So we got there, and it was a large family room, and the family was there. It seems to me there were, 15, 20 adults. And all sitting around this room. And I could just sit there quietly. I didn't need to say anything, and I didn't say anything. I'm shy. And I sat there, and I began to focus on my spark of humanity and then on the spark of humanity of everybody in that room, and just kept going around with that spark of humanity and continuing that and just holding that and then he confessed. My sense is that spark of humanity, having those engaged, having his spark of humanity and the spark of humanity of his family engaged, opened up a space for him to be able to confess. Then later, after I'd moved home to Vermont, and I had developed this Discovering the Peaceful Solution workshop, which was involved practicing being with someone else and learning how to connecting with your own spark of humanity and then connecting with the spark of humanity in the other and seeing how that felt and seeing how it felt when you're the recipient of that and practicing it. And I had suggested, as I still suggest if anybody's interested, that I've developed the practice. If I'm going into a difficult or tense situation, if I'm going into a situation where there's feeling of conflict, that if I do the spark of humanity connection and affirmance with the other person or people, that it seems softens it and makes the, as the workshop said, the peaceful solution more likely to emerge. So I was telling I think it was all women in this workshop, telling the women about that and suggesting that they try that if they're going into a rough situation, rather than the usual, oh, he's going to say this and I'm going to say that and it's going to be just terrible, or any of the horror scenes that our minds tend to run when we're not looking forward to something. And so I tossed that out, and somehow one of the participants got back to me a week or so later and said that she had done this with her ex-husband and that the result had been close to miraculous. So that was good for me, because it wasn't me. It was someone else doing this work and finding it to be effective. Another instance where it worked for me, or to my mind, it was working. We were doing a role play, excuse me, in preparation for possibly doing civil disobedience at the time of the first Gulf War. And part of the training was a role play where somebody, I was pretending to be a demonstrator, and a counter demonstrator was, you know, yelling at me and screaming and waving his fist and carrying on. Now, the guy who was doing this happened to be somebody I knew. I had a challenging relationship with him, but nonetheless, I have to say that we were already acquainted. And so he was doing his act, and I just got in touch with my spark of humanity, focused on and affirmed his spark of humanity, and just kept my focus right there, not on his external behavior, but on his spark of humanity. And he just dropped his arm and said, I can't do this. The next one, the most recent one, was this past summer when we were adding the willingness portion to the meditations in the spark process. The first meditation is spark, getting in touch with your spark and the spark of others. And then roots, developing your root system so that we have stability, we have access to wisdom, and we have connection with community. And the third one is willingness, to gauge our willingness for our defenses to be eroded our distortions to be released and our bafflement to be clarified? And are we willing for those things to happen? Not making them happen, because the strengthened spark, the spark which is strengthened through doing this work, will just by nature clarify the bafflement, release the distortions, and erode the defenses. But we need to have some measure of willingness. So I was preparing to offer that meditation for the first time, and it occurred to me that I might see how it worked on me. What a radical concept. So I had in mind a relationship that had been troubling me for 20 years or more, maybe 30 years. And I'd done spark work on this one, and that had been good, but there hadn't been any sense of release. So now I went to the willingness and just let myself, okay, how willing am I? And just being honest, not trying to make anything up. And I got in touch with my willingness, and it all just faded. It all, everything, 30 years of baggage just got dropped, just like that. It was amazing, as if I were finally in a clear landscape around this relationship. So those are some experiences I have had, and in the next story, A Power of Light, I'll be talking more about my developing understanding that as I've been working with the spark, I see that it does have an impact on the one who's practicing it. At least for me, it has. That process seems to be drawing me, the willingness to engage the spark work seems to open the channel, not just between me and the folks that we work with. There's something is opened between us as we engage someone else's spark, and it also seems to be opening, it opens up something to the mystery that sparks share, of which the sparks are the children. I don't understand. I don't need to understand. I just know it works. It works. And so there you have it. And yes, give it a try. Keep your mind open. Be willing to see the difference it makes for yourself and for your relationships and your experience. Farewell.